The Burt Show.
Have you ever made plans like a week prior to something when you were in a fun social mood and then a week later you're like, yes, Thursday me was a lot more interesting than next Saturday me, and now I have to do all the plans that me last week made for me now, but I'm not in the same mood.
85% of the time.
Always, constantly. That's me when I show up for dates. I'm like, oh, gosh, I was so thirsty last week. Now I don't care. Now I don't care if I'm surrounded by my cats watching Netflix for the fourth night in a row. So I found this really fun TikTok from a creator called Eli Rallo, who created a list of things that only sound fun when you are in the right mood.
Welcome to a list I like to call things that are only fun if you're in exactly the right mood. A dinner with more than four people when you're in the right mood is so fun. But if you're not in the exact right mood to go to a group dinner, there's nothing worse. Going to a store where hunting is mandatory for finding good things. Saks OFF 5TH, Nordstrom Rack, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, all those kinds of stores. When you're
That one, I felt in my soul.
Oh, I was just writing it down also. That is so frustrating.
Now, so, like, I have to be in the perfect mood to go to Nordstrom Rack or TJ Maxx, because you do. You can't just walk in and just pick something, because you are going to be digging through racks. The sizes aren't everywhere they're supposed to be. And you're going to have to allot a significant amount of time and a significant amount of effort and dedication. And if you are not in the right mood, it is pointless.
There should be a huge sign outside of Nordstrom Rack and other stores like that says, if you have ADHD,
oh, yeah,
do not enter this store, because it's maddening.
They should serve you Adderall at the door. You have to snort a line and then you can go in. Yeah, for me, going to like Nordstrom or something, it feels sort of like thrift shopping. Like, it's fun when you're not looking for something specific and you just stumble upon the perfect outfit. But then after that, like, I'm out.
The group dinner one doesn't bother me so much, because even in a group dinner, generally it's set up to where if you were in a great mood when you made that date, it's fine. But then if you're not as in a great mood, you're usually at one end of the table anyway, so you only are going to have to talk to four people.
I was thinking that too. Like, you just can't sit in the middle. Yeah, like, you got to be in a certain mood to sit in the middle, because then you got to go both ways.
That's it.
Oh, no. Real pros know you have to sit in the middle, because if you get stuck with someone like that you don't know as well and they're at one end of the table, and then you're just stuck in that one conversation for the entire dinner.
Yeah, and then everybody on the other side of the table is
having
the time
of
their lives.
I'm like, I want to be where the people are.
Okay. In the right mood to hunt through a TJ Maxx. Ooh, nothing is going to hit like that. When you're not in the right mood and you go into one of those, you're just going to pivot, turn, and walk right the fuck out of there. Day drinking. It is a specific mood. Otherwise, you'll have one drink during the day and then you'll be like, this isn't worth it. And then you get in a bad mood because you're like halfway to tipsy, but still kind of feel weird. And then you have to deal with like a daytime hangover, a first date.
Okay, so I'm at the age now where if I'm going to drink, it's better to do day drinking, right? But then there's always in the back of your mind like, oh my God, I'm going to be hungover by 5 o'clock.
It's the worst.
Yeah, that point when you come down from the drunk and you still got day left. Yes. what do I do now?
Now what am I going
to
do? Right?
Because at night, like, you sleep through that part where you have to like come to your senses.
Exactly.
But during the day, I'm like, oh my God, I just ate 6 crumble cookies and now I'm sitting here at 7 p.m. The sun is still
sun
out.
Is beaming on you.
Now, the thing with day drinking, like, you may not be in the mood, but after you have that first drink, you get in the mood real quick.
Yeah.
That's kind of drinking period for me.
All right, the next one,
if
she
you're
says.
In the wrong mood for a first date? No can do. No thanks. Seeing a really bad musical or a really bad movie. If you are not in the right mood, like you are really expecting to see something great, it's going to be hell. It's going to be horrible. You might leave halfway through. Making a recipe from a cookbook. Oh, if you're in the wrong mood to do this, you're overstimulated. Why the fuck doesn't my shit look like the pictures? You toss the whole thing out and you get delivery. Going to the beach, and hear me out. Going to the beach is an undertaking. Going to the beach, the actual act of going is not relaxing. It can be.
I would only change that to going to the beach with kids.
Yep.
Because it's a totally and completely different
imagine.
Thing.
Uh-huh.
It's exhausting.
Uh-huh.
And then dragging all the stuff on the beach for them to only play with one thing anyway. Exhausting.
Be relaxing once you're there, but like, you have to pack the stuff, sit in the traffic, find the parking, then you gotta walk to a spot, find a spot, set it up. Then there's sand everywhere once you've set it up. Going to the beach in the wrong mood? No. Watching HBO Max Girls. If you're not in the perfectly right girls watching mood, you're going to be like, who the f*** are these and why are they so f*** annoying? Impromptu FaceTime call. Sometimes when I get an impromptu FaceTime call, I'm like, oh God, not in the right mood for this.
Guilty. That's all I do.
It's all you do.
FaceTime calls. I cannot stay focused during a vocal call, so all I do is FaceTime calls. And I know how it goes now. 90% of the time, you see my FaceTime, you let it go to voicemail or whatever, and then I get a call 5 minutes later when you've put yourself together.
You got to get yourself in the mood. Exactly.
Other times I'm like, oh my God, someone to chat with, impromptu, you're calling me, you want to talk to me, you have something to tell me. Getting your hair done. When you're in the wrong mood, you're overstimulated, you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you're in your luteal phase, why do I look like that? Is that really what I look like? You start shaking, you're getting hot, the blow dryer, you're sweating, horrible. And last but certainly not least, a hookup. When you're in the right mood, it's hitting. When you're in the wrong mood, it's like, I'm calling my Uber.
Truth, all of them.
All of them.
I was going to say about the hairstylist one, if they're extra chatty, that's
what it is.
I just wanted to come in here and chill out. Now you're really asking me about my life.
That's how my barber is. He is nonstop, and I'm afraid to say something because I care about my hair.
That's right.
I don't want to offend him.
I always be making my hair appointments on Friday because I'm like, it's Friday. I'm ready to chat. I'm ready to drink. I'm ready to go out. Oh, that's so funny because Fridays, nobody talk to me. I'm spent.
Same.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't go out on Fridays. That's like, I don't go to bed early enough during the week when we have the show, but on Friday, it's like 8 o'clock.
I feel like we're those two old men that are complaining in the Muppets. In the theater, just complaining about everything.
The Burt Show.